Well, we got a special guest joining us in the studio here on the Outdoor Show today. Walt Noah from Black Duck Hunting Preserve. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And proud to say that you're going to be one of our sponsors here on the show, and we're going to be doing different tips and things over the next month or so, getting folks into hunting season. And speaking of which, it's already here, opening a teal and early goose season. So let's talk a little bit about water dogs, and then we'll get into upland bird dogs.
Sure.
But let's use a hypothetical. You know, Joe Blow, the hunter, is going out, loves duck hunting. He's got his duck dog, but he hasn't really had a whole lot of time to get his dog into shape here. And all of a sudden, it's early teal season, September 1st. What advice would you like to offer those dog owners right now?
It's going to be hot. You're going to need a lot of water. They're going to need to drink a lot of water. And again, hopefully you've got your dog out and got him in shape.
Yeah, let's just say they haven't. They haven't had time. Dog's 3 years old. It's well-trained. It's had two good seasons under its belt. They're just going out tomorrow.
Well, you're going to have to be careful. I mean, if dog goes down, you can hurt them.
Yeah.
Don't
push him, I guess, is what you're trying to say.
And especially in this heat. One nice thing you got going for you is most of these dogs are in the water. So that's going to help them keep them cool. But if they're not in good shape, I mean, they can't be swimming 200 yards out after a swimming duck. So you got to be careful.
Yeah, I would say this too, just to kind of tack on what you're saying. If you got a wounded bird, help your dog tomorrow. Please help. You cannot have that dog out there. Because some labs especially, they'll go until they can't even move anymore. They'll just wear themselves right out. And next thing you know, you don't see them anymore. They're under the water.
Yep, absolutely. So be careful. I mean, dogs are athletes, and athletes train all year long. So if you haven't got your dog out and condition them, at least start now.
Yeah.
Run them in the heat. Help build up some of that endurance.
And carry plenty of water. You've always taught me that.
I always carried a lot of water. It's like I've told you before, I go out west, and I have two guys I'm guiding for, and I'll hand them both a bottle of water or two bottles of water, and they say, I'm all set. And I said, it's not for you. It's for the dog.
Yeah.
So it's important. You got to keep them hydrated.
Well, Walt, can you hang around with us and maybe we can talk about, September 15th coming pretty quick too. We can talk about upland bird dogs too.
Absolutely.
Walt Noah from Black Duck Hunting Preserve. Tell them how to get a hold of you if they want to go get their dogs over live birds at your place.
They can give me a call at 906-399-0557 or they can visit our blackduckhuntingpreserve.com webpage.
And we'll be back and talk to Walt in our next outdoor report about upland bird dogs. So stay tuned for that right here on The Outdoor Show.